The next piece on my program is called The Swan, and it comes from a set of pieces composed by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. This set was called The Carnival of the Animals. So it was a whole set of program music pieces, each one representing a different animal. The set of pieces was actually written for a small orchestra, not for piano, but the piece I'm playing from the set is in a piano arrangement that I'm playing today. But in this set, Saint-Saëns used the orchestra in some really creative ways to imitate the sounds of the animals he was representing. For example, in the piece from this set called The Donkeys, which unfortunately I'm not playing for you today because it really wouldn't work on the piano, but in the original version of this piece, The Donkeys, which is scored mostly for violins, the violins actually make a hee-hawing sound. It's really incredible how Saint-Saëns managed to use the violins to actually sound like a bunch of braying donkeys. And one of the other pieces in the set is called Kangaroos, and it's got lots of little hopping figures that do indeed sound like kangaroos. Oddly enough, one of the pieces in the set, The Carnival of the Animals, is called The Pianists, which is very odd because pianists aren't animals, are they? But who knows, maybe Saint-Saëns had some really bad experiences with pianists, and so he started to think of them as animals or something. But as delightful as all of those pieces are, the hee-hawing and the pianist piece and the kangaroo piece, the one from the set that I'm playing for you today is called The Swan. And in this piece, the stuff played by the left hand represents the rippling lake that the swan is gliding on. So the left hand part is very ripply and expansive and dreamy, while the right hand plays a tune that represents the graceful swan itself.